listeners, and welcome to the CIO Today podcast. I'm your host, Annie, and today we have a phenomenal guest with us, Jamie O'Neill. She is the CEO of Skull Sugar Cosmetics and Alluring Look Skin. Jamie is a person of impeccable ethics who offers her customers superior service as well as wholesome high-quality products. So let's get started with my conversation with this remarkable businesswoman. Hi, Jamie. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. So, well, thank you so much for being a part of this episode. And, well, many of us look up to you as a focused and a passionate leader. So, you know, let's begin right with the interview. So what was the journey like, to get where you are today?
Well, it definitely wasn't without its ups and downs, that's for sure. I started my cosmetics business in 2013. And it was sort of born out of the need for, you know, high quality cosmetics that last through the day into the night, that were free from harsh chemicals that cause a lot of skin issues, allergies, stuff like that. So I was working backstage for fashion shows and photo shoots and TV films, stuff like that, and just wasn't really finding a lot of products that had the longevity that were also really safe for the skin. And a lot of the models I worked with had really sensitive skin as well. So just trying to, you know, find manufacturers and stuff that would be able to work with me to get my vision to come to life with what I needed.
Right. Well, I guess that must have been quite tough, you know, finding the balance between what the market needs and safety parameters.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, back then in 2013, there wasn't really a lot on the market yet as far as, you know, products without parabens and without talc and things like that. In fact, even today, a lot of major manufacturers still use talc in mostly all of their products. So, you know, what sets my line apart from that is that I use just pure pigment, so it's not cut with any talc or any harmful fillers that might cause irritations or be known carcinogen.
Amazing. So can you tell me what kind of services Skull Sugar Cosmetics offer?
Sell high quality, highly pigmented cosmetics, but on the side of that, we also provide makeup services for special events, fashion shows, photo shoots, you know, TV and film stuff, primarily anything that goes along with that, you know, makeup side of the industry.
Lovely. So that includes the entire extensive range, whatever it's used in the beauty industry, everything.
Yes, absolutely. From the providing it to customers, makeup artists, pretty much everyone who uses cosmetics, and then, you know, using those things backstage for events and shows and things like that.
Well, that's absolutely amazing. Can you also mention some of the notable milestones and recognitions received by you and your company?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have been honored enough to receive the Best of Portland. Since 2013, we received that award every year for Best Cosmetics Company. So that's quite the honor. And then, of course. We have been published in Glamour, Elle, Harper's Bazaar, British Vogue, Cosmopolitan. So we've been very lucky in that arena to get a lot of press for the product and for myself as the creator of the cosmetics. So I feel pretty blessed to have been able to, you know, be recognized in some of the most notable publications out there.
Of course, you know, I think wherever quality proceeds, recognition just follows. That's just a part of the process. So that's amazing. More power to you.
Thank you.
Also, so do you also have like any mantra that you live by?
Honestly, my daily mantra is not to give up. It's something that, you know, in this industry, we do have ups and downs. Economy has taken quite the change since 2020. Right. Things have been quite the wave, as we know. So not giving up. It's definitely just been something that I say every day. You know, we always have to find ways to, and ways to morph and to change with the times, because nothing ever stays the same. It's always an ever evolving thing. So even when you feel defeated with something, just keep going.
That's right. Well, that I think it's applicable to just any industry, you know, because of course every industry has like, there's no one emperor or one ruler at any point. There's ups and downs, and you need to be consistent to be there. So that's great.
Oh, absolutely.
What kind of experience do you think your clients are entitled to? Like, you know, how do you prosper the trust factor with your clients?
I believe that every client needs to be treated as though they are someone who's extremely close to you. How you would treat your best friend or your mother, your grandmother. So I go into everything, you know, with an open heart and open mind. And I just listen to my clients' needs, what their concerns are. Especially today, I get a lot of clients who have more mature skin, and things are changing with their bodies, with their skin types, and they really want to know how to, you know, work with what the aging process and things like that are. So I definitely think that it's very important to really understand your client and really listen to what they are requiring of you in order to deliver the top-notch service.
That's right. Well, you know, that's amazing how you think, you know, a personal approach. And I think with the cosmetic industry, that's really required, because there's no definitive type of this is the skin type. You know, there's just a lot of variety. So you need to be flexible enough and open enough to, you know, take all the feedbacks and work accordingly. So that's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do, you know, it's not a one size fits all approach to things.
Exactly.
Mean, everybody has different skin tones, different skin types. So, you know, I'm constantly striving to provide additional color options and different formulations based off of people's skin types, just so that I can kind of fill that niche where maybe some other products are lacking in certain things that help, you know, certain skin conditions and whatnot as well.
Of course, knowing your market and providing accordingly. Amazing. Also, lastly, can you tell me, what would be the words of wisdom from you for our aspiring leaders?
I feel like, you know, kind of still going along with the lines of not to give up. Know what your strong suits are and play off of those. I think too many times as an entrepreneur, we sort of get, or even budding entrepreneurs, get into their head that they're not sure where to start or how they can, you know, that they're not like this person or that person. And I think the biggest thing is to understand that we are all individuals. We all have our own vision and our own strengths. And instead of trying to be like someone else, just be you and play off of what you have to offer. And other things will start to kind of flow in with that once you get, you know, your footing straight. And that's really just about being confident in who you are and what you have to offer to everyone.
That is right. We all have something unique that we bring to the table. So we need to trust that in ourselves. That is right.
Yeah, trusting that in ourselves and also being open to collaborate with others. I feel like we are definitely in somewhat of a self-serving society at times. And I feel like we are definitely stronger as
together.
Humanity to unite together. Yeah, absolutely. And to collaborate and to get out there and work with people who have opposite, you know, ways of doing things than you. That way
right.
we can all learn from each other and we can grow.
That is evolving. Exactly. That I absolutely agree with. You know, if you are like, you stick to a process, you're stagnant, that's where the growth, you know, it stops or it slows down. So yes,
yeah,
we should be open to.
We're not willing.
That is true.
Yeah,
that's right. Lovely. Also, lastly, you know, if there's anything that you would want to share with our audience, you know, anything that we may have missed on.
I think basically at this point, I would just like to promote my our social media, our website. If you haven't heard of Skull Sugar Cosmetics, definitely pop online and check it out. We have a lot of different offerings for, like I was saying earlier, a lot of different skin tones, different things for different types of skin as well. So check us out at skullsugarcosmetics.com. And we also have our Instagram and our Twitter and our Facebook pages as well, all at Skull Sugar Cosmetics.
Of course, we would definitely be mentioning all of that in the, I think, in the description and also in the magazine as well. So, well, with this, we have come to an end of this episode, and I really appreciate you taking the time to join us today and enlightening our audience and listeners. So thank you once again.
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate being able to be on the show, and it's such an honor to be selected for the magazine this month. So thank you.
Where the pleasure is ours, Jamie.
Well, that was inspiring indeed. We must admit, Jamie is a woman of many talents, donning all her responsibilities to set new heights of excellence. We wish her continued success. Stay up to date on our new episodes by following us on social media. We'll see each other shortly. Till then, bye-bye.